Because Patmos experiences mark an extreme change in our circumstances, we're going to spend some more time exploring this theme using a tiny fraction of the material that I've written in my book Veil of Tears. This section may have some immediate relevance for what you're going through at the moment, or it may simply be a resource of things to look out for as you seek to care for others who are suffering. There's an old saying that three house moves is equivalent to a fire in your house, which is another way of reminding us to make allowances for the effect that serious changes have on people. There are hospitals where nursing standards are high, medically speaking, but that are all but totally lacking in the most important quality of all, tender loving care, TLC, compassion. And that's what every vulnerable person really needs and appreciates. And it's so important for us to go out of our way to care for people during their varied Patmos experiences. Now, the first thing that would have happened to John on Patmos is that he ceased to be, effectively, the great apostle to the churches in Asia Minor. John on Patmos was just another number in the Roman gulag system, a nobody as far as the penal administration was concerned. Most of us find that our sense of self-esteem and our identity seriously goes out of sync after a serious loss has come our way. We're no longer the husband or wife or the holder of a particular title or description or particular position. It's been taken away. And everything feels unsettled and uncomfortable. Those who lose their partners lose their lover, friend, and confidant, all rolled into one. No wonder they feel disorientated and find it hard to adapt to new situations. The entire structure of their life has altered. As C.S. Lewis put it after the death of his wife, her absence is like the sky spread over everything.
All relationships are loaned to us. When their season is complete, we must be willing to release them and trust God to fill the hole their absence leaves behind. Otherwise, parents whose lives have revolved around meeting their children's needs can easily plunge into considerable distress when their children leave, and the empty nest syndrome sets in as they are suddenly left face to face with each other and in need of rediscovering the chemistry that they perhaps once shared.
If we've attached ourselves to something or someone in ways that never were within the perfect will of God, then we need the humility to really let go. Our flesh will complain, and the ever quick to spot an opportunity powers of darkness will insist that we can't live without this thing, whatever it is. But that's a bluff that needs to be called. So long as we rely only on our emotions at that point, rather than on the solid ground of God's wisdom through His Word, we will remain trapped and dominated by those same emotions. It's worth sounding the warning that because Patmos times are often becalmed times, there's a real danger of starting to make our own plans and to go in search of something outwardly more exciting. You may have witnessed occasions when those desires proved so strong that they led not only young and impressionable people astray, but also propelled the apparently mature into the most outlandish escapades. Beware, midlife crises start early these days. A worship leader, whom we'll call Michael, was finding married life dull and restrictive, and he gravitated towards someone he'd met outside church who appeared to offer all the attractions that he'd been deprived of. He very quickly fell passionately in love with that person, and within weeks was ready to leave his family for the sake of the flame that he had lit and that had fired up his heart. Now, it was at this point that the Lord gave me a specific word of knowledge about what was going on, and to his credit, he heeded it. It cost Michael many tears and much heartache to turn the clock back and make the break with someone he'd have done much better not to have become involved with. But he did the right thing, and by God's grace has recovered, and all because he humbled himself. Many others have allowed their strong emotions to triumph at this point, and have placed themselves outside the place of safety.